Hi, I'm Haley, author of the book blog Brook and Binding.
And I'm Maddie, upcoming debut author of Take My Sunshine coming winter 2024. And this is
Lit Sis.
Hey, Mad.
Yeah, Haley.
Don't you have an Instagram?
I do have an Instagram. You can see all that I'm reading at Maddie Reads a Lot.
M-A-D-D-Y,
that
right?
That's right, M-A-D-D-Y.
And then don't you have another one?
I do. I do have a new Instagram that you can follow me for all of my author things at @EmmyGlenz_author.
@EmmyGlenz_author. I love it. I also have an Instagram.
Ooh, yes. Would you like to share?
It's Brook and Binding.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to see anything about Lit Sis itself, you can find information about Lit Sis at Lit Sis Podcast on Instagram as well.
Go check them out.
Happy Friday, Lit Sisners.
Happy almost New Year's Eve / New Year's Day / 2024.
And we are so excited to bring to you this episode of the best books of 2023 together in the same space.
Yes. I was gonna say in the same car.
We are sitting in a car right now because we're at Haley's house and she's got children and they're pretty great. They're pretty cute, but we don't want to disturb those kids from being children. So we are sitting in a warm car, the heat seater's on. And we're going to bring to you our 2023 books that we liked the most. So we typically do books that are published in the year 2023. However, I have a couple of
I think all of mine were in 2023. I can look.
Yeah, yours were.
I think.
Maybe not the one at the bottom.
I'll double check.
But I have two honorable mentions.
Oh.
As well as, no, two honorable mentions and also the five. So we will go through those in just a moment after Haley confirms that all of them were from
Well, you can start yours.
Yes. So I will start. So in the first book, in no particular order, the first book on my list is The Covenant of Water by Abraham Verghese. I have talked about this book multiple times. It is like 600.
Not this one.
I didn't think so. It's like 600 pages long, 600, 700 pages long. It goes through a family that is in India and they live in a like community that's by a river. But the family has like this family curse that people drown in their family, which is like not really a thing. How can you have like a multiple people die in a family from drowning in like generationally? And then it goes through those generations as well as like various different people that like are not connected to the family, but then intersect with the family over time. It's very, very good. It was actually on President Obama's list of his favorite books in 2023. So I guess I was doing something right because he always posts some pretty good books.
I never know if he actually reads those.
You know, I've always thought about that too.
I feel like the publishers are not publishers, the like the marketing or social media, whoever, like who run famous people's stuff, they're like, this will look good for you, so we're gonna make a list of books that it says that you read.
That, you know, I mean, saying? That could definitely be true, but either way, it's the vibes. The vibes post, are right.
The Obama post said it was on there.
Yeah, so that was what I chose. Really, really thoroughly enjoyed it. Loved the family aspect of the book. Yeah, it was so, so good. So that's my first of five.
Okay. So my first of five, if I'm even working through it chronologically as when it was released,
I didn't even say when mine was released.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay.
So I'll just say The Villa by Rachel Hawkins. It was, the very, very start of 2023.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like this book took me by such surprise, and we've talked about it before where she is an author that had a hit, then had a miss, and then we were like, is this gonna be a hit or a miss? Like, are we getting like, was the last one just like a blip that should not have been? But which I think is true, because this one was so good. Sorry. This one was so good. I loved the story of these two best friends that go to a villa in Italy, and they're writers, and so they're trying to like write for their next books that are coming out, but the place that they rented has a dark past. Ooh. And the dark past, like one of the girls there, she starts to investigate what really happened and all this stuff like that. So you get timelines from like the past and the present, and it's just such a well written book. I really enjoyed it. Like when I look back at my list of what I read, that's one that like stood out to me of like, oh yeah, I loved that one.
All right. Ooh, I'm yawning. Tired. I guess I'm going to need that coffee soon. I
guess so.
Going into my second best book of 2023 is The Collected Regrets of Clover by Mickey Brommer. So good. It is the story of a girl who's kind of always had a fascination with death, and she becomes affectionately known as a death doula, where she is there with people as she ushers them out of this life and into the next. And she's just like an amazing like listener, and she just gets to know these dying people in such a kind way. And she ends up getting, but the thing is she's kind of realized that she doesn't have much of a life of her own after her grandfather, who took her in as a 5-year-old, has passed away. But here's the thing, he passed away like 10 years ago, and she still, isn't really living her full life. She has like these notebooks that she keeps of people's dying words, such as their regrets or their advice or their secrets. And she holds on to all this information, but she doesn't actually use it to live her best life. So through her job as a death doula, she starts to get inspired to live more full of a life. And so it goes through her present day as well as with some of her past and her like times with her grandfather. And it was just so cute because like, it was cute and it was sad and it was emotional getting to see her grow. I have described it as, it kind of reminds me of like Nina Hill or what's the other one that we really like?
Eleanor Oliphant.
And it's just so cute. And like, there's literally just these moments that like, I just loved the connection between her and her grandfather. Like they would always go to the same place for Sunday lunch, and her grandfather would always get coffee, and he'd always turn his spoon 3 times clockwise and then hit it 2 times against the side of the mug. And it's just like those little details that she really hung on to makes me think about myself and these little details that I've hung on to on my childhood. So if you're someone like me that's very nostalgic and likes things that are bittersweet and a little bit melancholy, I really recommend The Collected Regrets of Clover.
Well, good thing I have that.
Mm-hmm.
Have not read it, but I have it. Okay, so, and that's the thing, like, you are a little bit more reflective about our upbringing than I am, so I'm intrigued to see what parts of that book resonate with me more than how it resonates.
That will
with
be
you.
Very interesting.
So my next book is no surprise; it is a Goodreads Choice 2023 winner, Hellbent by Leigh Bardugo.
But you only gave it 4 stars, I see.
You know, I did because I liked the first one better, but I thoroughly enjoyed it. I feel like this world is something that I love. I just love the creativeness of Leigh Bardugo. I think that she knows how to craft a story that just has so many different elements, but somehow it all works together. And it's just like, just so detailed and it's like horror, but also like paranormal, but also like, I don't know. There's just so many different elements all thrown in there. And I think the reason that I did knock it down is because one of the, like, quote-unquote, like, supernatural or paranormal or kind of, like, those, like, horror-type, like, tropes, she, like, threw one in there that I was like, oh, I don't really think that was necessary. I see where you're going with this, but now I feel like that's a little too much. Like, I think we added a little too much. Like, it's like you threw, like, one extra ingredient in that was unnecessary, you know, when you start going crazy.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, didn't need that one. So that's why I knocked it down.
Like the last few twists of The Only One Left from Riley Sager, where you're just like, ooh, more and more. Okay.
Yeah. That didn't even make my top 5 this year.
No, it's because of all the random twists.
So, yeah, and that's the crazy thing. With this year, the top 5 for me, and I didn't really say this at the beginning, but my top 5 this year it is not, does not have some people that you would expect, like some top name people that like would actually be really, normal to see on my top five list. Mm-hmm. I don't have them on my top five list. So
yeah,
but Lee, she for sure would have been on my list. So she's on my list.
Yes.
But yeah, some of these other authors didn't really make the cut this year because of just going too crazy.
Too crazy. Well, they got to spice it up, you know, to keep their readers going.
But I feel like for the most part, Lee had like just one extra thing that was unnecessary where some other people just like took it above and beyond.
You know what book I didn't put in my top five, but maybe you did. Wait, let me look at your top five list. Is it in yours? It is not. 0 Days, I still really liked. I didn't think that Ruth Ware went too over the top with it. She's always very, like...
She did a good job.
She's very solid. Yeah, but it didn't, like, stand out, but it's solid.
For me, this year, with picking my top five, it was more of when I look at the book cover, mm-hmm. do I remember the story? Am I captured? Mm-hmm. Am I reminded of when I read it? Am I reminded of the story and what I was doing and where I was? And, like, did it leave me feeling like, oh, that was so good? Because... there is another book that I did not put on my list that came out this year that, like, really was impactful, but it was, like, negative impactful.
Ooh.
So that's why I was like, well, normally I would put this book on my list or, like, this author on my list, but I couldn't do it this year.
Mm-hmm.
So I really was trying to go with, like, what book stood out to me and what I was reminded of in the moment when I was reviewing.
All right. So bye.
Man, we got to get you that coffee.
I know, we do. My next one is Ma May by Jessica George. So I got this in my book of the month February box. It is about a young woman named Maddie. This is very similar. I'm thinking about it, to Collective Regrets of Clover, where this young woman named Maddie lives in London, but she doesn't really have like a very full life. Her mom spends most of the time in Ghana and is somehow still overbearing. And then Maddie ends up being the primary caretaker of her dad, who has Parkinson's disease. Then her mom comes back from Ghana to London. And so she decides to be like, you know what? Mom, you can take care of dad. I think they're still married. She just like spends a lot of time back in Ghana. And Maddie's like, I'm going to go out and find my own apartment with some roommates and live on my own and like truly live my life, because she's like in her mid-20s. And then kind of like she gets kind of a rude awakening in life, that something happens, and it just kind of, everything kind of spirals from there. So she kind of starts to try and live, and then things start to break down, like a lot of dark and deep emotions kind of go from there. So it's just very, it's a lot sadder than Collected Regrets of Clover, I would say. It's not as hopeful in the end, but it is a very good, strong story about a woman trying to find her voice and find who she is in the midst of all the rattle of who people expect her to be.
Mm.
And I really enjoyed it. And when I was looking back, I was just like, should I really put Mame in my top five? But I couldn't stop thinking about it. So I put it in there.
Love it. Yeah, it got a lot of attention, and I think it was like a good Goodreads nominee, so mm-hmm. I don't think you're wrong in wanting to highlight that at all.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what is your third book?
My third book, this is so hilarious, hold on.
What are you doing?
I'm looking at my ratings. All year I only gave two books 5 stars.
Wow.
And I didn't put them in my top five.
Which ones?
Some
of them don't count, right?
0 Days, I gave 5 stars, but I said maybe 4.5.
It's not in your top five.
Yeah.
It is a good one.
And then
the other one is?
I gave Lessons in Chemistry, but that didn't come out this year. It's a 2022. So my next book is The 5-Star Weekend by Ellen Hildebrand. I just really enjoy her writing. I love the world she's created on Nantucket. I think it's a really easy read for me to dive into, and I feel like the characters feel realistic, yet also I feel like I'm swept away in like just a romance novel. Like mm-hmm. it's not too crazy romance, and it's not too far-fetched. Like, it's not all the way Hallmark or Lifetime, but it's maybe, like, like a Netflix rom-com. You know what I'm saying? Where it's mm-hmm. not all the way there. That's like, and it's not like Notebook or something like that. Mm-hmm. It's not like, so the way that she writes, like every time she has a new book come out, I just need it immediately. And I don't know if anyone remembers, but this was the mm-hmm. book that I had like book regret. Didn't put it in my book of the month box. Totally regretted it. And then right before I went on a vacation, I went to Sam's Club. Shout out to Sam's, because sometimes they have some good books there. And we were getting gas, because shout out to Sam's, they have low gas prices.
They do.
And I was like, I want to run inside really quick. Let me see the Sam's card. Ran inside. Lo and behold, it was there. And it was cheap.
You
it
were
was,
so happy.
It was like $14 or something like that. And it had just come out. I was like, this is amazing. Bought the book, came back out. I was thrilled. And then I read it so fast after that. So yeah, I love this book. I feel like it had a really cute storyline. There were a lot of different elements to it. There was some things that I like personally just have some like hard time with reading, but I think overall the story itself was really unique and enjoyable. And it wasn't all like hearts and roses and smiley faces. It was like, hey, this lady's husband just passed away and she wants five friends from five different stages of her life to come surround her for the weekend and to mm-hmm. just like speak life into her and spend time with her and try to like boost her up a little bit. Mm-hmm. So there is some drama with that and some stuff that kind of comes up, but overall, like, I feel like it had a really nice ending. So mm-hmm. I was happy about that.
Okay. Nice. I don't know if I'll ever read books by her, because I don't feel pulled to it, but the description of that one, you know, with the friends, I can see that being really, really good. A really good, warm-hearted mm-hmm, book mm-hmm, in the end. Mm-hmm. My fourth book is... none of these are the same. Or, like, none of these, like, we both have read it. Is there?
I don't think so.
Because you've
read Hellbent and you've read The
Villa. Oh, yeah, that's true.
I've not read...
I don't think you've read mine, because you haven't read Mame. Mm-hmm. You haven't read Covenant of Water. You haven't read Collected Regrets of Clover. Wow.
Crazy.
I'm choosing unique ones.
You are.
So mine's The Wishing Game by Meg Schaefer. So this is just such a fun, whimsical book, but also has some serious stuff. So it's about a girl who, she's a woman. She is a, like, parapro professional teacher's assistant. And there is this young boy that she has a connection to and is in the foster system, whom she had helped take care of over, like, a weekend or so. But she would love to adopt him, but she doesn't have a ton of money and she lives with roommates. She's not like the prime candidate for adopting this young boy. And then there is this, like, she gets wind of this contest and of, for this like book series, think about like Magic Treehouse kind of things where it's like these kids on adventures and there's magic and, you know, a villain, and it always has to do with like a lesson in the end. The original writer is going to be writing a next book after a super long hiatus, and there will be a competition for who will get the one and only copy in existence.
Wow.
And she is one of the people that is invited to compete for this. And if she like sells the book, she can get like a ton of money to then adopt the boy. So her and a group of other people go to this island, I think on the coast of Maine, to do this competition. But it's all just mainly about, like, logic and riddles. And they meet Jack Masterson, who is the writer. And it's just, like, whimsical is the only word I can describe it. It's a lot of, like, fun little, like one of the things is, you know the puzzle, the Valley of the Green Glass Doors?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is one of the puzzles that they do. It's, So it talks about, there's a Valley of the Green Glass Doors. Certain things can go through the green glass doors. Some things can't go through the green glass doors. So kitties can go through the green glass doors, but cats can't. Puppies can go through the green glass doors, but dogs can't.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, these are things that, like, I learned as a kid in, like, theater and stuff like that. And so there's, like, little, like, word puzzles like that. But it's all about, like, making connections and reaching your inner child, like, wonder. But there's also just, like, every character has gone through something hard that makes them so motivated to win. And everybody really cares just about, like, the book series in general. So it's just super cute. It's pretty short. It's less than 300 pages. And it made me wish that the book series was real. Mm. It was so good.
I was thinking for some reason when I saw that, because you let me borrow it. It was that one where there's like an author, but then the author has a stalker. No, the person is a stalker. The author stalks a reviewer.
No, that's The Last Word.
Okay.
Yeah, that's by...
For some reason, I thought that was the same one, and now you're explaining this, and I'm like, that sounds so cute. I'm like,
yeah, it's super
why
cute.
Why did I, like, think this was a different one?
Do you
one?
Still have it? And you should read it. It's adorable. It is so cute.
Yeah, it sounds adorable.
Yeah, I really like it.
Well, I hate to break it to you. All the other two books that I was going to say for top five are 2022.
Do you have any others that you could say?
I mean, 0 Days is my highest star.
Do 0 Days. Talk about 0 Days.
But I don't feel like I mean, I liked it, but I'm not like...
Okay, then talk about the other ones.
No, I'll just cut it off. I mean, I'm not gonna overdo it.
Wow. Do you want to share what the other ones were as your honorable mentions?
I can share what they are as my honorable mentions.
Okay, I'll say my last one, which is just Love Theoretically by Allie Hazelwood. Super good romance. I loved the...
Super in love with her.
I just like her books. I like how it's like romance and science. It's really fun. But
I love that I just now have a signed copy where she wrote me a little note.
That's true. For my birthday gift. Not
no,
birthday,
for
just
your
Christmas gift. Very good. Thank you, Haley, for the gift. Mm-hmm. Where Allie Hazelwood calls me a fellow author. It makes me feel pretty good. Mm-hmm. I just really like Love Theoretically. It's talking about the war between theoretical and experimental physicists in the academic world. And two of them start to kind of fall in love. But there's like a fake dating thing as well, but not in the same way as the love hypothesis. And now that I'm reflecting on it again, kind of just want to read it again because it's just so, it's just very cute.
I've got it in my house.
You need to read it as well. All right. So do you want to say what your honorable mentions are?
Yeah. So my two honorable mentions are The Twist of a Knife by Anthony Horowitz.
So good.
And A Fire Endless by Rebecca Ross, which I cannot believe. I just saw this on Goodreads. Rebecca Ross. Let me pull this up so I don't get it wrong. Rebecca Ross wrote a series recently that won a Goodreads award for the year. Divine Rivals. It won Goodreads Choice of the Year for 2023. Mm-hmm. Which is still on my shelf. I haven't read it yet. But I like her writing a lot. I love her series. Mm-hmm. And apparently, she has another one from that same series coming out like yesterday or two days ago.
She had two books come out in the same year?
Two books come out in the same year for under the same series.
When did the first one come out?
April.
Wow.
So my thought is it's one big story and they just cut it in half and released it.
That's probably my
theory. Mm-hmm. But I saw that the other day and I was like, what? Because it looks very similar. The cover looks similar. You can tell it's about the same, like, storyline. But it was released the day after Christmas, which is crazy.
That is crazy.
So, but I have not read either of those yet. So the one that was mine is A Fire Endless, which is the second book in her, like, elements. I think it's, like, elemental series.
Okay.
I can see. I used to remember what it was called. Let me see. Elements of Cadence.
Okay.
It's like a duology. So that was the second one of the duology.
Gotcha.
But I do want to read this new duology that's come out already that I've missed two of them already somehow. Pretty crazy.
I wonder if she did the same thing with A Fire Endless and A River
they
Enchanted.
They were released in like separate years.
Okay.
So it was not the same turnaround.
You don't think?
I don't think so.
Let me double check. River Enchanted would have been... February 2012.
Yep. And oh, no, they did the same.
When did Fire Endless
come
out?
Fire Endless at the end of the year last year, I bet.
Yeah.
Let me see. Whoopsie.
December.
What? The same? Man, this is a...
Or she just, like, quick writer.
Or she's very fast writer.
Wow. They did the same thing. Wild.
Pretty cool.
My honorable mentions are Lessons in Chemistry by Bonnie Garmus. So, so good. I don't need to go into why I love it so much again. And then This Time Tomorrow by Emma Straub, which I read at the very, very beginning of this year, which I had mentioned. I feel like I mentioned it semi-recently, and I can't remember why. Mm-hmm. But it's so good. It's about this girl who Her dad is slowly getting really, really sick, I think. Maybe also with Parkinson's. I don't remember. Or it's Alzheimer's, but it's... What is with all my books of, like, this...
Parents are dying or something.
I don't know. I really connect with it. But she ends up one night, she goes to bed, and it's the night of her birthday, and when she wakes up, she's on her 16th birthday again, and she's gone back in time, and there's her dad in total, full, complete health. And so she kind of gets to experience being his, you know, daughter again at the age of 16, knowing how his future lays out and kind of can view things in new eyes. So I love a good time travel book, especially when it helps you to reflect on your life and things that have changed and things that are better or worse. Mm-hmm. That's what I really like.
Love it.
So there we go. Those are our best books of 2023, everybody. Woo-hoo! Woo! So Haley, what are you reading right now?
Well, hopefully by the release of this, I will be done, but I don't know. With Take My Sunshine. But now I have a hard copy I can use.
Ooh.
So hopefully I'll be able to get some downtime and get some reading done. I actually took my iPad up to my my bedroom the other day to read it at nighttime, and but it died. So and I have not plugged it in yet. So well, I'm so good. Glad that I got I'm borrowing a copy of Mad's book that I can finish up. And then I'm excited because start of January next week, I am going on vacation. Mm. So I'm hoping to be able to get at least one or two books done during vacation.
That's possible.
And be able to kind of, get a good head start for the new year.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. And then I am reading the same book as I was reading last week, 5 Years From Now by Paige Toon. Just haven't had a ton of time to read
with the holidays.
Yeah, we've been busy doing stuff. I've been on the road a lot, so but there we go. Best books of 2023. Please let us know what your best books were of 2023, and there's still some time, still could end up reading more. But as of right now, that's what we got. And Haley, in total, how many books did you read in 2023?
18.
Very good.
And Maddie read 100.
92.
Good job.
That's a gap. Thank you. Thank you. It's not the most I've ever read in a year.
Yeah, me either.
All right, you guys, thank you so much for taking a break from reading. Now go flip some pages.